This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy. U.S. President Donald Trump and the White House dismiss an article alleging that he made disparaging remarks about the nation's war dead. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
President Trump continues to slam the Atlantic magazine's report, alleging he mocked the U.S. war dead.
It's a hoax.
The article quotes anonymous sources, many of whom were confirmed independently by the Associated Press. In a White House briefing, Trump tried to blame former chief of staff and retired Marine General John Kelly.
I don't know that it was him. I haven't seen that. I mean, I see anonymous, but it could have been a guy like a John Kelly.
Retired Green Beret Joe Kent's wife, Navy Senior Chief Petty Officer Shannon Kent, was killed in a suicide bombing in Syria in 2019. He says he met with Trump when her body arrived at Dover Air Force Base.
I didn't get any kind of disrespect. I didn't get any vibe of disrespect.
Kent says he doesn't believe any of those quoted and wouldn't, even if they came forward. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Satellite imagery of a North Korean shipyard Friday showed activity suggesting preparations for a test of a medium-range submarine-launched missile. The Center for Strategic and International Studies said the images of North Korea's Simpo shipyard showed several vessels within a secure boat basin, one of which resembled vessels previously used to tow a submersible test stand barge out to sea. Defense ministers of India and China have met at the Russian capital to try to solve rising tensions and resolve them along their disputed border in the eastern Ladakh region, where a June clash killed 20 Indian soldiers. India's defense minister tweeted about his meeting Friday night with a Chinese counterpart that lasted about 2 hours. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is urging Americans to practice social distancing over the Labor Day holiday and to try to reduce the spread of COVID-19, which would intensify later this year. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The president says to continue the progress in tamping down new virus cases.
Social distancing, wearing a mask whenever the distancing is not possible.
Adding,
let's just try and get through this one weekend.
But when asked about the University of Washington's health metrics model, forecasting some 3,000 deaths a day by December, President Trump stuck to his standard defense about banning flights from China and Europe.
If we didn't do what I said, we would be at 2 million deaths right now.
And he called on some Democratic governors to lift their virus restrictions.
It's very unfair to the people to have those shutdowns continuing.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
There are more than 873,000 deaths globally from COVID-19, with more than 26.5 million confirmed infections. The U.S., Brazil, and India hold the top spots for both deaths and infections, while Mexico falls just behind India in the number of deaths, and Russia is a distant fourth behind India in the number of infections. U.S. President Trump said that the United States must look very seriously into the suspected poisoning of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, but that his administration had not yet seen any proof. During a news conference late Friday, the president said he'd not seen any proof that Navalny was poisoned, but he would look into it. Mr. Trump did not take a strong stance as the State Department, which earlier on Friday expressed grave concern about the finding that Navalny was poisoned. And Navalny is the most popular and prominent opponent of President Vladimir Putin. And the German announcement this week that he was poisoned by a nerve agent has raised the possibility of further Western sanctions against Moscow. The UN's Atomic Watchdog Agency says Iran continues to increase its stockpile of enriched uranium in violation of limitations set in the landmark 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. The International Atomic Energy Agency reported Friday in a confidential document distributed to member countries and seen by the Associated Press that Iran, as of August 25th, had stockpiled 2.32 tons of low-enriched uranium, up from 1.73 tons last reported on May 20th. Iran signed the nuclear deal in 2015 with the United States and other countries. It allows Iran only to keep a stockpile of 447 pounds. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.